Pennsylvanians vote for Republican and Democratic congressional representatives in roughly even numbers across the Commonwealth, but Republicans hold 13 of the state's 18 seats. The League of Women Voters and others say that's because district boundaries are gerrymandered. Now they're leading an effort to change the way legislative lines are drawn. WHYY's Dave Davies says there is evidence that the movement's picking up steam, especially since President Trump took office.
When a coalition of groups called Fair Districts PA called a meeting at Upper Dublin High School to talk about gerrymandering, no one quite expected this. More than 600 people showed up to hear Carol Cunningham of the League of Women Voters give a 40-minute slide presentation about how political parties draw district lines to gain advantage and why she says it's harmful. One example, splitting up Montgomery County, which has enough people to merit its own congressional representative.
Your county should have one congressional district, and your congressman should be thinking about nothing but you. Instead, you have five congressional districts, and I promise you, your congressmen are not thinking about you.
In Pennsylvania, congressional districts are drawn by leaders in the state legislature. And when Harrisburg is dominated by Republicans, that benefits the GOP. Pennsylvania's 7th congressional district in the western Philadelphia suburbs is one of the most bizarre-looking anywhere, literally a poster child of gerrymandering. At one point, it's just about 300 feet wide, and it's been featured in stories across the country. It's a bipartisan tradition, though. In Maryland, Democrats have crafted some twisted districts for their benefit. Cunningham says you can see many poor cities in Pennsylvania that are carved into multiple districts and suffer for the lack of dedicated representation. And she says safe Republican and Democratic districts contribute to partisan gridlock because the only threats to incumbents are primary challengers from zealots in their respective parties.
In this current system, the values that are rewarded are not moderation, not collaboration, not problem solving, but extremism. As you draw those safe districts, you push the elections to the extreme.
Some states use independent commissions to draw boundaries, and Fair Districts PA proposes a bipartisan 11-member commission of non-politicians to do the job, roughly modeled on the system used in California. Putting it in place would require a change in the state constitution, which is a steep legislative hill to climb. The bill would have to pass two successive sessions of the legislature, then win voter approval in a referendum. Could it happen? The most powerful Republican in the state legislature, Senate Majority Leader Jake Corman, says the independent panel is maybe a noble idea.
The problem is there's no such thing as an independent person. I mean, everyone's has some sort of political bias, whether you're a university professor or Sally Homemaker at home. They all have some sort of political feeling and bias.
Lawmakers, Corman says, are at least accountable to voters. Critics say they're only accountable to voters in safely gerrymandered districts. Fair Districts PA is getting big turnouts, in part because progressives are energized by the election of Donald Trump. To succeed, the movement will need broader support. The group's redistricting bill does have bipartisan sponsors, and it's holding events throughout the state. The Conservative Commonwealth Foundation is a part of the coalition. Rick Taylor, a former state representative from Montgomery County, says Republican leaders in the legislature aren't going to welcome change. But he says there's a way to get their attention.
If we get enough people out saying this is important, pressuring the legislators, they're going to go to their caucuses, they're going to speak up, and it's going to force the hands of the leaders.
Another front could open in the redistricting battle, litigation. For 20 years, cases charging partisan gerrymandering have failed in the courts, but a panel of federal judges recently struck down districts drawn by Wisconsin's legislature. In that case, plaintiffs presented a mathematical formula for measuring gerrymandering. Ben Geffen of the Public Interest Law Center says when you apply those standards here,
Pennsylvania is either the worst in the country or one of the three or four worst states in the country.
Geffen says his firm has been approached by potential plaintiffs for a case in Pennsylvania. One potential benefit for activists is that discovery in the case might uncover memos and emails that illuminate the motives of those who crafted the state's current congressional maps. Dave Davies, WHYY News.